All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. Hobo's been playing hurt, so I appreciate Frank picking up the ball and running with it for much of the show tonight. But right now, speaking of picking it up and running, Darren Franta has the Leclerc-Ryan Olympic report. Well, it's not to Leclerc-Ryan. It's a Leclerc-Ryan play of the game. This is just the Olympic report. We need a sponsor for the Olympic report.
This is the Olympic report. All right, Jim. Thanks a lot. We've got a new ACC championship. The Virginia field hockey team defeated Carolina 4-2 in the championship game down at Wake Forest yesterday afternoon. The sixth-seeded Cavaliers became the lowest-seeded team ever to win that tournament in the event's history, and it's the first in the program's history at UVA.
Which is staggering.
They're going to face Michigan in the tournament at 2 p.m. this coming Saturday in the first round. The number 6 Virginia women's swimming team defeated number 1 Michigan and Penn State Saturday this weekend at the Aquatic Center down in Charlottesville, while the number 25 men earned the split. The Cavalier men's team was victorious against Penn State but fell to number 6 Michigan. In men's soccer, the number 17 men's team lost to number 10 Louisville 1-0 yesterday afternoon in the quarterfinals at the tournament down in Louisville. The tournament's sixth seed Virginia had the their 10-match unbeaten streak snapped as the Hoos lost for the first time since last September when they also lost down in Louisville. They will await their tournament fate. The 48-team field will be set next Monday. And the ladies' soccer team found out their fate this afternoon. They'll be one of the 4-3 seeds in the 64-team bracket, first hosting Monmouth in Charlottesville next week. And finally, wrestling just kicked off with a strong showing yesterday, claiming 4 championships at the Clarion Invitational in Pennsylvania, Hobo. But that is your Olympic report, Frank.
Thank goodness. All right, the Olympic sports are rolling right along, Hobo.
Yeah, they are.
Let's look at the ACC standings. Clemson, to no surprise of anybody, is leading the Atlantic. They're 6-0 in conference. Louisville is 6-1, and Louisville needs some help. I don't think Louisville is going to lose the rest of the way. They've got Wake Forest this Saturday, and then they are playing help. Where are they?
Yeah, I was trying to pull that up.
I think they have a bye the following week. Oh, no. They're at Houston, which is not in the ACC. So Louisville must hope that Clemson stubs their toe, and I don't think that's happening.
Not likely to happen.
In the Coastal, North Carolina's in the same boat because of the tiebreaker and having by losing to Tech at Keenan Stadium down in Chapel Hill, North Carolina has to hope that Virginia Tech drops the game this weekend against Georgia Tech, or lose to Virginia.
Yeah.
So. Otherwise, it will be a Clemson-Virginia Tech battle royale.
In Orlando this year.
And I don't think that's a fair fight, but that's the game that would occur.
I think, Clemson has been interesting. Now, obviously, last weekend they beat Syracuse 54-0, so they got the wake-up call. But they've had a lot of close calls this year.
But those were against the tougher teams in their schedule.
NC State, not necessarily that good, and they almost lost to NC State at home. So, so you never know.
You know what? That was really the scare, but they did beat Louisville at home in a great game that was fierce.
Clemson clearly is a very, very good football team, and you would think for an ACC title game, they're going to be really fired up and ready to play.
Well, you know what's interesting is the teams that are currently residing in second place in the Atlantic and the Coastal, both those teams will go to decent bowls, North Carolina and Louisville. Virginia will not be going to a bowl. And, I think the key for this team, which bears repeating, the Cavaliers must recruit 6-7 good offensive linemen and 6-7 decent or solid defensive linemen. It's a must. Now, I think they are doing a little bit better as of my last, research. I think Virginia has 4 good defensive linemen, down linemen, 2 ends and 2 tackles. On offense, I believe they have 3 linemen looking for a 4th right now. I know they've got offers out to 3 or 4 key offensive linemen. if they can get those players, I see a quicker turnaround. Because I think Virginia has skilled players, and I think they have really good coaches. They just need a little bit more time to throw the ball, and they need to get a little bit more yardage on first and second down, and that requires better blocking.
Well, the one thing that has never changed in my 40 years of observing college athletics is good players make good coaches. Mm. So, you know, you could be the greatest coach in the world, but if you don't have the horses, you're not going to be able to be successful.
So, how
ACC. I mean, there are a lot of good football teams in the ACC. It's not Cupcake City anymore.
The positives, we'll definitely have a team with some experience when they take the field next year.
Oh, yeah, and there's some experience everywhere. Now, there are a lot of players graduating, so, you know.
And like it or not, Broncos left room for improvement. You know, we
Trust me on that. You know, if Virginia can get the win this weekend against the Hurricanes and then maybe steal one at Georgia Tech or Virginia Tech.
And that would certainly help.
So the team can finish on a high
note. Get a little momentum.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go out on a limb and predict the Wahoos beat the Hurricanes again in Charlottesville. And I'm going to go with a 4-point victory by the Cavs this coming weekend.
I'll take that. It would certainly be nice to end the losing streak, get the win, final game at home this year. But nevertheless, go Hoos. Next week's show.
All right, next week's show. We have John Copper, the former UVA linebacker, Jason Williford, the current assistant coach on Tony Bennett's staff and a former Wahoo player, and Dr. Glenn Kerr.
Go Hoos. Talk to you next Monday at 6 o'clock.
Let's go Hoos.